Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Coffee Break German, Lesson 8. Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Coffee Break German. My name is Mark.
My name is Thomas.
And we're delighted to be back with you once more. This time we're taking things a little further. Über die Stadt. Heute lernen wir ein bisschen mehr über die Stadt. Now, Thomas has taught me two new words before we started today. Ein bisschen.
Ein bisschen.
Which means
a little.
A little. And mehr.
Mehr. Which means more. And very surprisingly, it's mehr also in Scotland.
That's right. We say, do you want a wee bit mehr? So we're learning a wee bit mehr about the town today. Ein bisschen mehr über die Stadt. So, without further ado, let's get on with today's lesson.
Okay, Mark, lass uns anfangen.
Los geht's!
Okay, before we start the new lesson, let's just review a few of the words we learned last time. And Mark, I'm just gonna ask you some words and you try to translate them.
Okay.
The main station.
That was Hauptbahnhof, but I can't remember if it was der, die, or das. I'm going to opt for der.
Very good.
Der guess. Hauptbahnhof, the main station. Der Hauptbahnhof.
Der Hauptbahnhof. And then another one, the bank.
Die Bank.
Sehr gut, die Bank. The hotel.
No, we've had a der, we've had a die. I'm going to guess that this is a das.
Yeah, we're very lucky today.
Das Hotel.
Das Hotel.
Okay.
And then maybe some short phrases. Can you say, where is the town center?
Where is wo ist? And the town center, I think, is das Stadtzentrum.
Ja, ausgezeichnet. Sehr gut. Okay, let's try a really difficult one. Can you please show me that on the map?
Okay, I'm going to translate this into English word order first of all. Can you... Können Sie, to me, that, please, that would be mir, das bitte, on the map, auf der Karte, to show, zeigen.
Ausgezeichnet, Mark. Ausgezeichnet. So
the whole phrase then, können Sie mir das bitte auf der Karte zeigen?
Können Sie mir das bitte auf der Karte zeigen?
Okay, what else do we have?
We learned where places are, so we can say, you are here, but the supermarket is there.
Okay, so as if I'm looking at the map, I would say, Sie sind hier, aber der Supermarkt ist dort.
Richtig. Another one we learned is, the beach is here and the pharmacy is there.
So the beach is here, der Strand ist hier, und die Apotheke ist dort.
Sehr gut. Now, maybe some new words.
Okay. So, I don't know, could we think of the swimming pool?
Das Schwimmbad.
Das Schwimmbad.
Das Schwimmbad.
Das Schwimmbad. Okay. And another word?
School.
Okay. So, what would the school be?
Die Schule.
Die Schule.
Die Schule.
Okay.
So in the sentence, the swimming pool is here and the school is there.
Das Schwimmbad ist hier und die Schule ist dort.
Richtig, ja.
Okay, let's try some other words. We've had das Schwimmbad, die Schule. What about the post office?
Similar, die Post.
Die Post, okay. And the cinema.
Das Kino.
Das Kino. So could I say, die Post ist hier und das Kino ist dort.
Richtig, gut.
So the post office is here and the cinema is there. What about another place that I might want to visit in a town, the cathedral?
Cathedral in German would be der Dom.
Der Dom.
Der Dom, yeah.
Okay. Is that, I'm just thinking, I've been in Vienna recently and there was Stefan's Dom.
Yeah, very famous.
So is that like Stephen's Cathedral, St. Stephen's Cathedral, presumably?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's der Dom.
Der Dom.
Okay, and quite near to Stefan's Dom, I went to a museum.
Yeah, Museum.
Museum. Which gender is that? Is it der, die, or das?
Das Museum.
Das Museum. So, der Dom ist hier und das Museum ist dort. Excellent. Let's do one more. Hopefully I won't need to go there in my holidays in a German-speaking place, but the hospital.
Das Krankenhaus.
Say that again.
Das Krankenhaus.
Krankenhaus.
Ja, Krankenhaus.
Das Krankenhaus.
Das Krankenhaus.
Okay, and what about a park?
Same. Park.
Park. And is it der Park, die Park or das Park?
Der Park.
Der Park. So das Krankenhaus ist hier und der Park ist dort.
Sehr gut.
Okay, that's quite a lot of review from last time, but we've also introduced 8 new words. Let's just run through those 8 words again. So swimming pool.
Das Schwimmbad.
Das Schwimmbad. The school.
Die Schule.
Die Schule, the post office.
Die Post.
Die Post. And the cinema.
Das Kino.
Das Kino. The cathedral.
Der Dom.
Der Dom. The museum.
Das Museum.
Das Museum, the hospital,
das Krankenhaus,
das Krankenhaus, and the park,
der Park,
der Park. Okay, now I said earlier, heute lernen wir ein bisschen mehr über die Stadt. So I've got some phrases that I'd like you to help me translate into German so that I can ask for directions in German, because it's all very well looking for things in the map, but sometimes we may not have a map. So first of all, one phrase that I may well need is I'm lost.
Yeah, it's ich habe mich verlaufen.
Okay, let's hear that a little more slowly, each word separately, please.
Ich habe mich verlaufen.
Ich habe mich verlaufen.
Yes, it's a little bit more tricky than in English because it's I've got myself lost.
Ah, okay. Ich habe mich verlaufen.
Yeah.
So could I say, Entschuldigung, ich habe mich verlaufen?
That's correct. We learned that the last time. Another one you may hear is Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
Say that again.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
So that's entschuldigen and not Entschuldigung.
Yeah, we learned Entschuldigung the last time and we translated it with excuse me, but actually it means an apology, an excuse. It's the noun.
Okay, so Entschuldigen Sie is a verb. It's the actual command.
Yes, excuse me. Please excuse me.
Okay, that makes sense. So, entschuldigen Sie bitte.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
Ich habe mich verlaufen.
Ja.
Okay, so I would then go on and ask, where is the swimming pool? Wo ist das Schwimmbad? And how would I ask, is it far?
You would say, ist es weit?
Say that slowly.
Ist es weit?
Ist es weit?
It means, is it far away?
Is it far away? Okay, so Ist es weit?
Ist es weit?
And the answer would be
ja.
Es ist weit.
Yeah, correct.
And can I guess the other answer? Nein, es ist nicht weit.
Yeah, easy.
Okay, so we're getting there. We're putting the language together. We're creating the language ourselves now. So I have asked, where is the swimming pool? How would you give me some directions? How would you say straight on?
Would be geradeaus.
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 Okay. What about left?
Links.
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 Okay. That's sausages in the UK, but anyway. Links. Links for left and right.
Rechts.
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 Okay. It's quite tricky, the sound at the end there. There's a ch, a t, and a s. Rechts.
Rechts.
Okay. So we've got links, rechts, and geradeaus.
Links, rechts, geradeaus.
So left, right, and straight on.
Okay, now that you know these three words, you can even make out where to go if it's a more complicated sentence, because you pick the directions out and know roughly where to go.
Okay, do you want to put this to the test?
Yes, let's make an example.
I'll ask you then, wo ist das Schwimmbad, bitte?
Ah, das Schwimmbad. Einen Moment. Ah, Sie gehen geradeaus. Dann nach links, dann wieder geradeaus und dann nach rechts. Und dort ist das Schwimmbad.
Okay, now, that was quite complicated. Let's just hear it again. How would I actually ask you? Can I hear that again, please? One more time.
Noch einmal bitte would be the easiest one.
Noch einmal bitte.
Noch einmal bitte.
Okay, so noch einmal bitte.
Okay. Das Schwimmbad. Gehen Sie geradeaus. Dann nach links, dann wieder geradeaus und dann nach rechts. Dort ist das Schwimmbad.
Okay, well, I picked out there geradeaus, straight on, and then I heard links, left. Then you said you said a phrase that included geradeaus. I didn't hear what the other word was. And then rechts again. So left, no, straight on, left, straight on again. And then right.
Yeah, you already got it right. Wieder geradeaus. Straight on again. We heard that in Wiedersehen. See you again. So it's no new word.
Okay, so wieder literally means again.
Again.
So wieder geradeaus, straight on again.
Correct.
Just like in Auf Wiedersehen, until we see each other again. Perfect. Okay, so that's all very well. We can pick out these words from these complicated instructions. What about the situation where you say the first street on the right?
The word for street would be Straße.
Straße.
Straße. And then first, erste.
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 So the first street on the right.
Die erste Straße rechts.
So we don't need a word for on the there. We just say rechts.
You just put it together.
Die erste Straße rechts.
Die erste Straße rechts.
And the first street on the left would be die erste Straße links.
Prima. Die erste Straße links.
Okay, so what would the second street be?
Die zweite.
Die zweite. So that's like zwei, but t at the end.
The second, yeah.
Die zweite Straße rechts.
Die zweite Straße links.
Okay, and the third?
Die dritte.
Dritte.
Die dritte.
Die dritte Straße rechts.
Or die dritte Straße links, yeah.
Die dritte Straße links. Okay, coming up after the break, we will be looking at some other things you may hear when being given directions.
Du lernst Deutsch, natürlich. Aber vielleicht willst du auch eine andere Sprache lernen. Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, Italian and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Hold up. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, Thomas, we've learned take the first on the right, the second on the left, the third on the right, and so on. What other kind of things may we hear if we're asking for directions?
Other things you may also hear when asking for directions would be like über die Brücke, über die Kreuzung, which means over the bridge, over the crossroads.
Okay, let's hear those individually. First of all, over the bridge.
Über die Brücke.
Über die Brücke.
Über die Brücke.
Über die Brücke.
Be careful, Mark. It's a Ü sound. It's Brücke, not Brücke.
Ah, okay, so it's Brücke, and I was saying Brücke.
Yeah, you have to pay attention at the Ü sound.
The Ü sound. Someone once taught me for the Ü sound when we're speaking in French, it's a sound in French also, that one idea is to start saying I with your mouth as wide as possible, and then start to bring your lips forward so that they form a little circle. Brücke.
Brücke.
Does that seem to make sense for you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, Brücke. Über die Brücke, over the bridge.
Yes, another one. Über die Kreuzung.
Über die Kreuzung.
Über die Kreuzung, which means over the crossroads.
Okay. And how would you say over the square?
I was trying to avoid that one because it's a little bit tricky because the article changes.
Okay, what is it in German?
You would say über den Platz.
Über den Platz. So den Platz is the word for the square. And why is it den?
Normally it's der Platz, it's masculine, but because it's another case, you change it to den. It's very complicated and
it sounds like something that we need our grammar guru for.
Yes, I agree.
Well, yes, it's a bit of a difficult concept to grasp as we don't really have cases in English. But we'll work through it step by step and I'll try to make it a bit clearer for you. I better warn you that this is going to be a longer grammar guru segment than usual, but it will be worth it, I promise. Basically, the case of a word is the form that it takes as a result of its relationship to other words in the sentence. I kind of like to think of case as a bit like your relationship status on Facebook. You can be single, in a relationship, engaged, married, and of course, there's also it's complicated, which probably works well for German grammar. Your status changes depending on the relationship you have with other people. It's the same with words and cases. For example, articles, adjectives, nouns and pronouns can change depending on whether they are the subject or object of a sentence, or if they come after prepositions. Now, it all sounds a bit too philosophical, so maybe it's better to explain it with some examples. Today, we're focusing on the definite article der and how it changes with the different cases. Let's start with the first case. It's called the nominative case. The nominative form of a word is the way you'd find it in the dictionary. So if we looked up town square in the dictionary, we'd find der Platz. Der is therefore the nominative form of the masculine definite article. Okay, so far? When we use this noun as the subject of a sentence, it stays in the nominative case, which means it doesn't change from its dictionary form. Der Platz ist dort. The square is there. But if we wanted to use der Platz as the object of a sentence, for example, I see the square, where the square is the object that we see, we would need to put it in a different case, the accusative case. It's almost like you're accusing the square of being the object that you see. We don't notice any difference in English when this happens. Compare the square is there and I see the square. In each case, we're still talking about the square. However, in German, it's a bit more complicated. In the sentence I see the square, we would change the definite article der into den. And our sentence would then be, ich sehe den Platz. Den is therefore the accusative form of the masculine definite article. Now, this accusative form isn't only used when the noun is the object of the sentence. It's also used after certain prepositions. One of them is the one that you've been using today, über, meaning over or across. That's why when you're telling someone to cross the square, you'd say, gehen Sie über den Platz. So far, so good? Excellent. If you've had enough grammar for one day, just ignore the next 30 seconds. Go and make a cup of coffee or something. I'm about to complicate things a little. You might have noticed that die Kreuzung, the crossroads, stayed the same after über. That is because the accusative form of the feminine definite article die is just the same as the nominative form. The neuter form das is also the same in both the nominative and accusative case. I said I was going to complicate things, but in fact I've simplified things. With the accusative case, only der nouns, masculine nouns, need to change the article. Let's just quickly sum that up. The nominative definite articles, they're the ones you'll find in word lists and indeed the dictionary, are der for masculine, die for feminine, and das for neuter. The accusative articles are then den for masculine, die for feminine, and das for neuter. This has been a bit of a marathon grammar guru episode today. Es tut mir leid, I'm sorry. But I'm sure you now feel more confident understanding the mystery of German cases. If not, don't worry, it'll get easier with practice. Promise.
Okay, that makes a little more sense now. I hope it's not going to get too much more complicated, though. Let's turn our attention, before we finish this lesson, to something a little less heavy, and that is Julia's cultural correspondence section. Last time, we took a tour of some German cities, and this time, we're going to be looking at other places in the German-speaking world. Over to you, Julia.
Hallo Marc, grüß Gott Thomas und moin moin an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. Ich bin's, Julia, your cultural correspondent. And as promised, today I'm bringing you the second part of our little tour through the biggest cities of Germany, Austria and Switzerland. We've done Germany, so today we are going to focus on the cities you really shouldn't miss when traveling to Austria and Switzerland. Let's start in the very east with Austria's beautiful capital, Vienna. Or as we say, Wien. Vienna is the city of music. The waltzes of Johann Strauss are known the world over. The river Danube flows through Vienna, and I'm sure you've heard of Strauss's An der schönen blauen Donau. Well, you can imagine how it ends. Another interesting fact about Vienna is that in the International Quality of Living Survey, Vienna has been ranked first for 4 years running since 2009. Moving further west, we come to Salzburg, another beautiful and graceful city sitting on the river Salzach. What Vienna is to Strauss, Salzburg is to another very, very famous composer that you all know, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Everywhere you go in Salzburg, you'll see Mozart somewhere. For British and American listeners, you may well know Salzburg from a famous film set in the city about a nun and the family of children she looked after. Have you worked out which film I'm talking about? That's right, the hills around the city are indeed alive with the sound of music. Before we reach Switzerland on our journey westwards through Austria, we reach the capital of the Tirol region, Innsbruck. It's the fifth biggest town in Austria and a huge winter sports town. Indeed, it was the location of the 1976 Winter Olympics. And in January 2012, the Winter Youth Olympic Games took place there. Crossing the border into Switzerland, we reach the largest city in the country, Zurich. It is among the world's largest financial centers and it's home to many museums and art galleries. Our last stop on our German-speaking tourist trail is Lucerne, which is a beautiful city nestled in the mountains, very popular with tourists who can stroll through the old town and marvel at the timber-framed buildings. We call this Fachwerk in German. And in summer, can take a boat out onto the lake and enjoy spectacular views of the Alps on all sides. So there you have it. What are you waiting for? Start planning your tour through Germany, Austria and Switzerland so that you can put your coffee break German into practice. So it's back to Mark and Thomas in the studio. Tschüss!
Danke, Julia. I have to say this is putting me in the mood for some travel. So that's almost all for today.
Yes, in the start of the next lesson, we will review all these words we learned today and make small phrases and learn more about how to put the words into sentences and ask proper for directions.
Okay, and also next time we're going to be looking at how to cope when you don't fully understand a sentence or something someone says to you, whether it's directions or indeed something else.
Don't forget to visit us at coffeebreakgerman.com and leave a comment or post a review so we know what you're thinking.
Das reicht für heute.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören.
Und tschüss.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.